abaku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Really intimidating people threatening to end them ezindlini zabo, bajisele ezindlini. Lani ngiye especially made the statement that I'm not going to reach the peace of May and they are going to come out with me to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake waba owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhlanje uvule ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. UMnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo eZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucele lesandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele, umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabomabonakude abalitshumi lanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eye-National AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatranyathi, umqondisi wenathi woBulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo-2035. So sinikeza njalo i-Life-Saving Health ama-TVs amakhulu kakhulu kuze abantu kungabe layini lesibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela ukuze imikhuhlane eminengeningi. Sesilandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela laba wabuya emuva-ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabanceda TV abantu abehlezi bemelele ukuyelatshwa bebona into eziningi befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude umqondisi wezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo uDokotela Edward Spanda ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impilakahle yomuntu wonke sigoqela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomiti yofuba lezempilakahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi kwe-key populations bayabukisa e-ZITF bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka uqale mhlaka-24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhlaka-28 Mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengatshiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Bednikho Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele eParliament okwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwamaprimary awezanu PF. Okunenga sikuzweni kuAlbert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga wezanu PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwamaprimary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko okungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma le ndawo kuthiwa kuseJohn Deep leMkhalipi yadatshulwa nguJoram ngatikiti ongukhansila khona ngathi is even intimidating people threatening to ban them ezindlini zabo ubachithela ezindlini. Lami nginje is actually made a threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and they have got some witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngoba sesabela ukuthiselwa endlini.
Ya ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and the docket number yangikhona ngilala. Yena nje is the council that is telling people ukuthi khona they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MPs.
Ibandla lezanu PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwamaprimary ngesonto njalo laba abancithisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu loba nje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale leParliamente leSenate. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi u-Alma Mkhwebo Loren Kibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana ukhetho leSenate eGwanda. Amapholisa axwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe, kukanti uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olulokuthula. NginguAlbert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Yebo, mthwakazi omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingaqhutshwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingaqhutshwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook ngokukhathi lethu ele-VOA.
OAWL.
Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho, amabandla ezombusazwe yaseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama primaries. Kodwa ukuthiye ingcwethi zombusazwe lozulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo yikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelele ZANU-PF elithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla leZANU-PF kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana lakubandla leMDCT kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu lelilodwa i50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe omnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sikunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezani PF loba babengasi be team Lacoste be G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele G40 selithelwe ngamanzi, yikho ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi bazipositione ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezani PF. Ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona, umuntu ucabangela ukusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma primary elections. Ibandla leli ele National People's Front akukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe linabantu abaningi kuground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lomhlangano yemasingo lapha kulabantu khona, kodwa ngumhlangano akade usewall kasikaboni besenza amarali afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezitadium lakhe sakubona kusenzakala eWhite City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapha kwenziwa khona imhlangano. Sisazone silokhu sicubungula siyaphambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJune kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza amarali.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza ngqo?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni zeHarare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhluphe esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla leZANU-PF leBhilithane ikakhulu ibandla leConservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha uMugabe umbuso ngo-1980 kukhanya ubudlelwano sobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga eCommonwealth.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Umongameli Donald Trump usanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe eMar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yiSouthern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lomkhokheli weJapan umnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi belwisana lokulolongwa kwezikhali zenyuklia lilizwe leNorth Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomnumzana King Jong-un welizwe leNorth Korea. UTrump unqome u-Abe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana lo King Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lomkhokheli we-North Korea. UTrump uthe kumele u-King Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezinye izizalwane ze-Japan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe le-North Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali ze-nuclear, njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe le-North Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijeziso ze-NATO nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali ze-nuclear. UTrump lo-Abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilebezelwa lilizwe le-Japan yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda ele-Japan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili labo bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza nele-Japan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli zindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubike ngabehlanganiso yentatheli zindaba ezingelamngcele e-Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe yayikusubanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku-126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe zintatheli zindaba ezingelamngcele e-Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli zindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngocuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe, intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuboshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isikhuqamfundo kwezokuchapha izindaba elokishini le-Nasty uNkosikazi Buhle Dube uthi lobanje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokuba umthetho yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhwele le mbijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yangkhona into enhle sibili, hayi lokhu kuyabongeka, kodwa akukatshintshi ngendlela eziningi cause lokhu esisale salomango omude wokuhamba. Okuqala, we're still the same government, angithi lokhu engakakhitshi ama-policies abonana kudala awe-piper ipa in a-restricted some certain freedoms. So abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that is batshintshe ama-policies lana abede under imedia so that we can have more press freedom.
Egcizelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe zikhangelane lokhetho.
I think Uti is a great opportunity for AMA journalists. And right now, so we are slowly approaching AMA elections, so we need open views for Uti to be voted from informed decisions. Singati in Zimbabwe, there is few intimidation of AMA journalists.
Ukubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu kwe-intanethi ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sibusela kusuka umongameli Robert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko ku-press eZimbabwe. Abantu sebeyenelisa kunjani uba le freedom of speech kwama-journalists, asabone ama-journalists njani ebotshwa sebekwanisa ukukhuluma ukucriticisa i-government ekusakathese kamna ngapha. So mbona sekule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhulume esikufunayo sibathuka nxa singayenzi kahle. Sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kule crackdown even kuma-social media. So ever since mna ngakengenile mbona kule nguquko eningi sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi loba nje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okunqabela ukusebenza lula kobulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. ikula lamalungelo entatha lezindaba elemisa Zimbabwe lithi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba uzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembise ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatha lezindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile lokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imibono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele isitudio 7 seHarare, uGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars kusasa, loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeliwe ababalisa uThenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makhumbe, uBen Munsaka, Ozia Sibande kanye noThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena abuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played here number one. We also have other youngsters within that probably, you know, would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba sekhase Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikelana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela eleBulawayo Chiefs naseRufaro Stadium. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicrude bazadibana nabeCape United naseAscot. Iqembu leChickenin lizemukela eleYarda ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leJapane Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Kariba naseMaclans. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana leleBulawayo City naseRuvaru, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungu enkundleni yeKipo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4-Minute Mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamashumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu yemine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tag of War Championships, nawo uzaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, kuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa loVusa Umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa namhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Izwi lakhe ngeke ulikhohlwe kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kweZimbabwe uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Vusa Vusa Friday.
Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu esizwe.
Igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu enokuzalwa kodwa enomsebenzi nginguVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa koBulawayo empilo esibhedlela. Ngakhulela koBulawayo, ngafunda koBulawayo. Ngumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlabela leqembu lezinye zeminyama elaziwa ngengoma leyana ethi Sugar Daddy, kathi sibizwa ngokuthi insingisi.
UVusa Mkhaya akalitshiyanga iqembu lakhe lensingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Naphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, sikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya. Lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu, kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Mina ngikhule emakhaya lena. Ave Luisa,
Kuhlelo lwakho mlaleli othandekayo sixoxa lomkhaya osebhodi amazwe omhlaba athiyeneyo njalo usesebenzile kwezomculo wathola lezicoco emazweni athize angaphetsheya kolwandle.
Lesiqembu lensingizi sesike savakatshela amazwe athiyeneyo eChina, sike safika across Europe lase-Africa. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isithoko se-Radio France Music Award. Njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units in North America.
Kona ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya njengoba ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngaphi le ngoma zakhe.
Mina njengoba usamkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya iproject ethi From Bulawayo to the World, lapho engisebenza khona nama artists akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephendu bobulawayo. Unkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project namanye ama artists. Njalo imusic yami yatholakala ku-iTunes laku-Amazon namanye ama-online platforms. Ngingathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisearch uVusa Mkhaya and download it lisisupport ngoba sinikele ukuzenzela akula muntu ozasenzela.
Fayakala mama himakayaba kale impela izenda ziyagezana abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usizo lwenu balaleli besigwetshisela uVusa Mkhaya kuhlelo Hoza Friday yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha impela viki enhle kini lonke ngiezwa Thixo Sibanda lo oflathelayo.
Fayakala mama himakaya ba kanela chinao esi woshiwe siya kalizingane zithu sikanela chinao ba ba emachile wachisuya nini na esi woshiwe siya vuma isizama impilo imisebenziwe yingekho siyacela somandla sitholele mayakala mama emakaya ba kalela chinawo esiwoshiwe siyakhalizindane kalela kinawo wa imachi bachisu uya ndila sitholele mama inhliziyo zethu thina ezihlala zibuhlungu ingane zethu ezihlala zikhala njalo wazilambile
manyanyatha esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Chisa Sibanda kodwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwobulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emzini yabo besaba ukuchiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje asidibaneni njalo ngo 6:30 ekuseni ngesonto.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.